The September is coming to a close, and with it is ending the Sydney Fringe Festival, which has brought us a month of beautiful and bizarre, funny and fantastical. But of course, it's not quite over yet. I'm actually, there's one show ending the program with a bang and a flash dance or two. Zoe with two dots. I am joined now by the artist herself, Zoe. With two dots. Thank you very much
for
coming in and having a talk. So now your show is partially at least a tribute to the 80s. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You've never lived through the 80s yourself.
No.
So where does this 80s fascination, where did it all begin?
Where did it begin? Oh, I think I watched Flashdance when I was like really young. And there's just like so many people with curly hair, and I have really curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I like love the fashion, and I just all the 80s movies, so problematic but so fun.
So you loved the era because people had hair that was like yours and you identified with it like really strongly?
Yeah.
I noticed also during the show you were wearing a Stussy shirt with like two dots as well. Is this some sort of like affinity?
Well, that was very lucky. I found it at a Vinnie's in Marrickville for $5, and I was like, this has got to be in the show. And I had two dots, and 1980.
And you have two dots.
I have two dots. It's vintage. It works. Yeah, very
It was
lucky.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
And now one of my favorite parts of the show is one that like kind of comes up a couple of times, is where you explore racism using sports analogies. So how big a role is kind of like the racism played in your life and sort of in your comedy work?
In my life, it hasn't played a role because I'm white. I'm very white presenting. I have blonde hair and blue eyes. I have, however, been called out for being too Greek by, some of my friends or as a joke, which still, it hurts, guys. And also when I was on a nursing placement, my nursing supervisor told me I was too Greek to be a nurse. And I was like, what?
Which obviously makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
So it's sort of like a theme that's like kind of affected you a lot, though. Something like you thought about a lot with your kind of thing. What made you think like a sports analogies? Because that was very, very interesting. You're like, here's the netball court, and you know, all the whites get the balls, and everyone else, you know, you're all goalkeepers. Where did you get this whole idea for like this crazy sports analogy?
I got the idea earlier this year when I did Raw Comedy, and I got to the New South Wales State Finals. Hello. humble brag.
You're allowed to self-plug yourself on here. It's totally fine.
Thank you. I got the idea doing that because not a lot of Australians know about the apartheid. I was born in South Africa, one of the freedom babies. Those are the people who were born after Nelson Mandela was president. Mm-hmm. I found it so funny that Australians only know about significant world history events through sporting terms, like the apartheid. They're like, oh yeah, we boycotted them in rugby. And that's how they know about the apartheid. And they think that they fixed it because they boycotted South Africa in rugby.
Yeah.
So I just thought it'd be really fun to kind of turn that around into sporting analogies to get through to the general Australian population how racist we are.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, it's definitely an ongoing issue for us.
Mm.
And something else that you explore a lot of is sort of the tension between Zoe as a nurse and Zoe as a comedian, which, I mean, they're not really that, like these days, it doesn't really feel that incompatible. But, you know, what's the sort of, you know, is it hard to reconcile these two kind of things? Is it weird being like a comedian and also a nurse, or a nurse and also a comedian? Like,
yeah, when I'm on the ward as a nurse on placement or working, I'm not funny. I'm not the funny one. I'm very serious. I take my job very seriously. I love nursing, but I don't think I could see my life without comedy or without nursing. Which sounds a little bit wanky, but like it's a nice balance. And please don't tell me to be a doctor clown because I don't want to combine the two. Thank you.
I was not about to invoke Patch Adams on you. Don't worry. You must get a lot of that.
Oh yeah, I get a lot of it.
So like, but why don't you just be a funny doctor?
Yeah. Or just don't be anything medical. Just make kids smile in hospital. And I'm like, well, I like the medical side of it, guys.
Especially the something else featured extensively, a lot of wiping butts. The most glamorous part of nursing.
So many butt jokes.
Mm-hmm. Also like, you know, recounting very visually, you really brought it to life.
Yeah, it's a talent. It's a talent. But I mean, you know, it's a privilege to be a nurse, and it's a privilege to be with someone when they're at their most vulnerable. and it's a privilege to make a joke about it.
Well, sort of when you're, then they flip it around, because when you're the comedian, you're at your most vulnerable. So it's kind of like,
true, you're kind of
shifting that power dynamic.
Back onto myself.
And I mean, so with your work, like your kind of comedy work, you've done a lot of stuff with like Improv Theater Sydney and other places. How much of this has kind of influenced your comedic style? Because your show has quite a lot of like little like skits and sketches and stuff. Is that kind of like all out of your improv?
Yeah, I think doing Improv Theater Sydney for the past 2 years has, they've got a real style with like the wild and wacky, fantastical, and characters as well. They're big on characters and they're big on truth and comedy. And I just, I love that. Like, I love playing characters. I think it's my strength. I prefer to be in a character on stage than me, because there's something quite vulnerable about just being you on stage. It's much easier to put up a facade of a wacky character. But that being said, I feel like I can get a lot of what I want to get through a character to the audience.
Well, you actually had like a whole range of personas and voices in your show. Did these exist beforehand? Have you already developed these, or were they something that you developed for the show?
Yolandi, the South African netball coach who explains the apartheid in netball terms, existed before the show. A lot of them are kind of fragments of people who I've met or come across, or just ideas of characters, that kind of thing, that I've seen in my life, that I've kind of exaggerated and brought to stage.
So it's again sort of like the improv thing where you kind of like just take sort of an idea and like build a character around it, and then you're like, I am now Yolandi, the netball
coach.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and I've tried to give them some depth, but I mean, a lot of it is just comedy and wacky and goofing around.
And now, without spoiling too much, the routine from Flashdance, again, a very formative movie from you, it sounds like, makes several unexpected appearances. How big a challenge was it putting all this dance into the show for you, especially this like very amazing dance moves kind of worked in seamlessly with the comedy?
Thank you. Look, guys, I'm no dancer. I did jazz ballet for like a semester, a term in primary school. They don't have
it's
semesters. It's all you need to learn what a step ball change is. But my amazing choreographer, Abby Lenton, and my producer, El Caddy, have been beside me, helping me. I've learned what
lifting
a,
you up. Yeah, yeah. Sort of like, you know, graceful poses.
Lifting me up. That's not in Flashdance, though. There's no lifting. You're thinking of Dirty Dancing.
True.
No, but it's been a lot of fun. I've always wanted to learn the Flashdance final dance, and I have an abridged version for people who don't know how to dance. It's still very good.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. So your show is on tomorrow, yes?
Tomorrow night, 8:15 p.m. at the Fusebox Factory Theatre, $15 entry.
Fantastic. And I'm sure Zoe won't be hurt if you decide to either go see your show or just sit home and watch Flashdance instead. They're very similar experiences. But you can see Zoe tomorrow night, 8:15 at the Fusebox at the Factory Theatre if you are interested in some very loose and fun comedy. But thank you very much, Zoe, for coming in and telling us about your show. Zoe with two dots. That's right. So you'll never misspell it again.
Never.
This
ever.
Also probably helps with the publicity. People like Zoe with two dots, right?
Yeah. There's an umlaut on the E.
Excellent. Fantastic. Thank you so much.